You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
We're here for another week, another Real Housewives of New York City episode. I'm Ashley Daniels here with my beautiful ladies once again.
Hey guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath with my fake accent.
Oh, hi. I'm Lindsay Wagner.
Hi, I'm Courtney Henderson.
And before we get started tonight, we have to, we have Courtney who wants to let us know a little something about Chasing Maria.
Okay. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We just wanted to let you know that because, Maria Menounos is our lovely founder, her and Kevin Undergaro, her boyfriend, they actually have their own reality show on right now. It's called Chasing Maria. I don't know if you've seen it. I've watched it, you guys. I love it.
I watch every episode.
It's authentic. Yeah, she's real.
It's so fun to to see their relationship and kind of the behind the scenes of, you know, sort of a spotlight couple. So it's on Oxygen Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. You can also get it on demand on iTunes. You can get it on, what is it called? Amazon. Yes. And so go on, watch it, please. And let us know what you think. We absolutely love it, and we just love them, and thank them so much for bringing us AfterBuzz and this show specifically.
Yes, they're amazing. Yay. Love you guys. And, I love that show. But back to Real Housewives, because we have an amazing person that's calling in tonight. Well, we're calling her in just a minute. Ramona Singer, the legendary Ramona, the woman who started it all with The Real Housewives of New York. I mean, where would this show be without her? She's incredible. And we've been waiting for... Yes, we've been waiting. So as soon as we get her on the phone, we will discuss tonight's episode. Tonight was a great episode. Lots to cover.
Yes.
I hope we can get through it all.
I mean,
this is a lot.
We'll get through it all. 2 weeks.
But yes, we'll see how much we can get through with her. But I'm really excited to talk to her.
Well, we said we've been lucky that every time we've got a guest calling in, the show seems to center around them. So we've been so lucky.
I cannot tell you.
Great job to Ashley for booking our guests.
All my girls. It's a team effort. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. But yes, it's definitely, we're very lucky and blessed right now because this is a week where the most of the episode was about Ramona. When we had Sonia, it was the Sonia.
Ramona.
Hi, Ramona. This is Ashley Daniels. I'm here with
Stephanie McGrath,
Lindsay Wagner,
and Courtney.
Thank you so much for staying up. I know it's late.
Okay.
thank you so much for answering the phone. So tonight's episode was really, it was a lot about you. So we got really lucky. We have an episode we can actually discuss situations that have to do with you. Sometimes the episodes don't have to do with the housewives, and so we're kind of asking them about other people. But pretty cool we get to talk to you. So first of all, we love you. You're literally, you started the Housewives of New York. Like, when you think of Real Housewives of New York, we think of you. So, thank you.
Sweet. I appreciate that compliment. I think it's a compliment. So
it absolutely is. We are all huge Ramona fans here, so we love you. And, I mean, we all love Turtle Time. That's probably our favorite.
Right. Get your Pinot Grigio ready.
We should be drinking it right now. I wish we had it right
after
now.
After, we'll grab a drink in your honor.
We will. Ramona Pinot, definitely. I'm just curious about the entire, you've been doing this since 2008, I believe. So what's your favorite episode, if you look back? What's the episode you're just so happy, it makes you so happy to think of?
I mean, probably, probably when I renewed my vows with my husband, that was great, and also my daughter's sweet 16.
Aww.
So those are monumental lifetime things that, you know, you basically remember forever.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Absolutely.
I love watching you with your daughter. I loved a couple episodes ago when they did the flashback of her because she was going off to college.
Yeah, her when I took her friends to get their hair cut. I think one of the first episodes.
For her dance.
We can't believe how much she's...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Grown up, I mean, how's she doing in college? Everything going good for her?
She's doing great. She's doing great in college, and it was emotional. I think it was what, the third episode, but she was getting ready for her prom with her girlfriends, and yeah, like she grew up like so fast. It just happened, right? Like in the blink of an eye.
I know.
And not even that. The whole world has literally watched her and your family in particular, but watched her grown up. I mean, it's something that, do you get people off the street, strangers who come up and comment about, they feel they know you and they know your family personally because of that?
That's the most awkward part about doing the show is the fact that, you know, when you're walking around, people do come up to you and they think they know you. So, you know, like let's say if you're, you know, Tom Cruise or Katie Holmes, they don't think they know you so personally and so well. And with when you're on a reality show, they actually feel like, you know, how's Mario? How's Avery? How's Coco? and it was funny, too, because the first season, Avery was, they called her, like, you know, the star that wasn't a star, and she would actually get approached before me. She says, Mom, how does this feel that I get recognized before you?
That's so funny. Well, she dabbled into acting. I mean, we saw, I believe it was the first season. Didn't she do a little bit with acting? Or she was going to?
You know, she wanted to pursue it, but, you know, it's hard to do everything. And my mother was very ill at the time, and she unfortunately passed away. And I had to be available to take her to doctors. So she really couldn't do all the, you know, the go-sees and everything. So we had to, you know, we just kind of squashed that.
Yes. Yeah, but she was good, though. I remember her being really good.
So, no, she actually did some things for Teen.com where she actually interviewed the Kardashians and some people on the red carpet. So she's very good. She has a great presence, a great way of speaking, a great demeanor about herself. So, yeah, she's a very special young lady. We're very blessed.
Does she want to do hosting? Is that what she does? Or is that what she's pursuing?
Well, she did do that. I mean, she can be good at whatever she does. But, yeah, she's very poised, very well-spoken.
Yes.
She could do hosting.
Well, we would love to have her on the show if she is ever in LA. We'd love to have her guest host with us if she ever wants to.
All right, I'll tell her that.
Yeah, tell her. We would love to have her. So tonight's episode, obviously we're not going to keep you forever and ask you every single question about the episode, but watching the episode overall tonight, how did it make you feel to see a lot of the situations with Sonia and you, like, kind of bickering? I mean, sisterly bickering, but nonetheless, you obviously are, you know, you guys are, for what I know and what Sonia said a few weeks ago to us, that you guys are getting along very well now. So when you watch these episodes...
No, we always get along well. We're like sisters.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, sometimes, you know, sisters want to, you know, watch out for their sister, and you get kind of too sisterly. And, you know, Sonia's like, you know what? Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. But then, like, because I love and adore her, I care about her.
Yes.
So, you know, it's all coming from a good place for me. And I admit I'm kind of a strong person. And if I feel something, I have to be verbal about it. That's just who I am. I'm not holding back.
Well, we do see that you do love her, and you wouldn't go out of your way to do the things you do if you didn't love her. And it takes somebody that really, it really does take somebody that's a very good friend to do what you did in terms of calling Ben's mom. I believe you called Ben's mom.
No, I did not call Ben's mom. What happened was a friend of mine called me and said, is it true Sonia's dating Ben? And I said, yes. And he goes, oh, I'm good friends with his mom. And then I said, well, what kind of guy is Ben? Give me the dirt.
As anyone would do.
That sounds way more innocent than they made it look like on the show tonight.
Yeah, I think editing had a little bit to do, but you did. You absolutely, and you are such a good friend to her, and we love watching you too. You're like Lucy and Ethel, but you both are the pretty ones. You're both the Lucy. But you have that.
No, we definitely have a good time doing the show together, for sure.
How long have you known her? I just wanted to know, because I know you do always talk about
her. I don't know. A lot of years.
Way before the show, obviously.
Yeah, no, we have a true friendship. I mean, that's what separates our friendship than anyone else's on the New York Housewives or any other housewife show franchise. We are truly friends on and off the camera.
Oh, enough.
Yes.
And that comes across, and that's why people adore us together and
absolutely
enjoy our interactions.
I would say I love watching, because the conversation that you had with her in her house when you guys went over the, you know, got the wine and you were kind of, you know, talking to her about her financial situation and really going to her. It's one of those where it's like, you know that you're coming from a place of love because nobody wants to have to say those things to a friend. You know, but because
no, absolutely
you care.
Not. And you know what? And I'm sure, you know, everything is working out with her. And I really do believe in The Secret. And I really do believe positive thinking creates positive results. But, you know, when you care about someone, you want to say, hey, you know, like, let's like look at the worst case scenario, too.
Yeah. You know, it'd be also logic. And it was also responsible and rational, you know, realistic with the advice that you gave her. I certainly applaud you on the way that you handled that. And you said, okay, that's great. We understand about being positive, but, you know, come on, let's also be realistic here.
You need to have two kinds of friends. You do need somebody that's going to give you a little bit of tough love and honesty. And you need another friend that if you need to cry, she's going to let you cry and stuff. But you do, you definitely need both sides. And I think that that makes you a really, really great friend because you can be there for when, you know, be there for Sonia when she's really, really upset, but be honest with her and real with her. And sometimes she needs that because she's a head in the clouds kind of lady, and she's wonderful. That makes her great. But you're a good friend for being honest with her.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to say goodnight now.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right.
Am I allowed to say goodnight now?
Yes, of course
you are. Absolutely. But that's great.
All right. Well,
all right. So nice talking to you, ladies, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, thank you so much, Ramona. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, I think Ramona's off now. So, that was so nice. We got to talk to Ramona and...
Get a little inside scoop to her and Sonia and...
Absolutely.
And what really happened with the phone call.
I know. Yeah. At least, good to know.
It made it look like she was going, searching for dirt on
him.
It did. When it sounds like somebody called her and approached her about the situation.
Right.
And she was like, well, it's kind of one of those like, well, while I got you on the phone.
Sure.
I mean, they are dating. If you know that side... I want to look out for my friend and make sure she's not dating some, you know,
right,
like dirtbag.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's also refreshing, I think, to know that the girls are those two in particular. She said they're friends off the camera. I mean, we know so much of the franchise is contrived to a certain extent.
Yes.
And some of them
handpick people and make them spend time together.
You spend so much time with each other. It is great the fact that you do see these girls and they're like, hey, look, we are genuine friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do want to make it clear to anybody who's listening or watching that you may comment and ask, why wouldn't we ask about the relationship between Ramona and Mario? But that was something we decided not to do out of respect for her. So it's not that we just didn't think of it. So don't, you know, in your comments, just be nice there.
We're just respecting her privacy.
Yes, respecting her privacy. And
I found it very interesting that in asking you about her favorite episodes, that the renewing of her vows was one that she would bring up. Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking because knowing the little bit that we know about the reality of what's going on in her life today with that would still be something that she would cherish so much.
Yep.
You know, in spite of it all.
How difficult it would be. Any breakup, or as we've seen, watching your daughter grow up and care, it's not just in your memory. It's there on TV, you know, blueprint for the entire world, whether it be a divorce, whether it be anything, you always can go back to it.
Yeah.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's tough.
Yeah, it was definitely surprising that she mentioned that. But as we said, you know, we chose not to bring anything up, but still it was very nice to hear. And obviously Avery was nice to hear that she's doing so well. And, you know, so anyways, let's get into recapping. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of tonight.
Yes.
Okay. So there's lots to cover, but let's start with quickly, Sonia, did you guys think, or is it just me, did you feel at the beginning when Aviva and Sonia were at the pool together that Sonia hung up on Ramona?
It looked like that, right?
Once again, I'm like thinking editing could have changed that, but I felt like she hung up on her. So we see continually these things that like she's giving Ramona the cold shoulder, or she'll talk about Ramona, you know, behind her back, and then, you know, not so much in a negative way, but more like she'll say, oh, you know, she's
like, I need someone, my best friend near me. I'm going through a tough time.
Right.
That, what I'd have to say, was probably her only candid opportunity in the episode that she actually does say, I am fine. She just seemed like she was more, I don't know, canned and open about her struggling. Because then from the rest of the episode, we see her, the full face, as Kristen says, I've never known anybody so fabulous to be bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, as everyone said, are you in denial? The face was on. That was the only time I noticed in the episode that she was like, I'm really kind of... you know.
Well, I mean, as I go through all this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Sonia is very upfront about her feelings towards others, but I think when it comes to her financial situation, that's where she puts a, not so much a front, but that's where she neglects to see or to let others know how difficult her situation really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if she has now used that as a way to remain relevant. And like we said to her a few weeks ago, she does choose to show this part of her life. She doesn't have to. So I think even in the moments where she's talking to Luann and Ramona at the table, I think Aviva too, yes, Aviva as well, about her toaster slash diamonds slash gloves and everything, I think that she is very smart. She knows by doing this, it puts her in a certain light. And
yes.
It's a vulnerable one, and she knows that's, if anything, that helps her keep her fans because she's being honest.
And she does have a lot of stuff that she's doing all at once, but I think that's the first time we really see her kind of let her get the best of herself. Like, we usually don't see her lose her cool.
Was it just Mayo?
She kind of lost her cool. I was like, whoa, oh, okay, she's really upset about this. Yeah. And I love that Luann made the comment, I know that she's going through something right now, so I'm not going to push it. Like, sometimes you just need to be that friend that goes, all right, she's going through something. I can take it.
Yeah.
I'm not going through it. I'm being
mistreated. It's not personal, so I'm not going to make it personal.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some of the housewives in the whole franchise, they're very quick to make it personal. You know, when we have no idea what's going on in the background. I mean, with Sonia, of course, we do know kind of what's going on in the background. But I have a feeling that even with as much as we know, or as much as we think we know, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, you know, both sort of in her favor with all of her business ventures and ideas, you know, as well as sort of the hard things and the houses and, you know, the how bad it really is. As far as money owed and deadlines and things like that.
Right. Now, girls, how did you find, though, coming into that part of the episode where they were at the wine tasting, though, leading up to it, which we initially start off with, how did you feel about, and we were just speaking to her, Ramona, you know, spilling all that to the girls straight away, and then we just watch it as it moves from then on to Heather and Carol and Chris. Like, everyone started talking about it. I don't know. What were your feelings about that?
I think if I had sensed a little more, I would have definitely asked her that tonight. I wanted her to feel a little more comfortable. I wasn't sure. It is late for her, so I didn't want to get in. If we only had a few minutes with her, I wanted to be positive. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that that's something we could have gotten an answer for. And maybe next time we speak to her, we could ask her. But I guess if I had to guess what it was, I would say it's more about her being concerned and her coming from a place of concern and talking to the other woman to see what their perspectives are on the matter.
I agree. I didn't feel like it was gossip in the sort of standard way that we consider, you know, oh, she's gossiping about her. I think she was talking about a friend to other friends and trying to sort of be, you know, honest and open and kind of inquire with them, like, what would you do? You know, kind of one of those, you find out your friend's boyfriend is cheating on her, you know, and it's how, you know, you're asking for advice and sort of the inside scoop because you know you're the one who's responsible for going to Sonia and you want to make sure that you know sort of the best way to approach it.
Do you think in some way she's almost like rallying for support? Like, come on, guys, we've got a team. We've got to help this girl out a little bit.
I don't know if it was so much that. I just think it was more about, I think when Ramona has something on her mind and she is around a group of women, I don't think she can really pretend like nothing's on her mind. Mm-mm. I think she needs to speak her mind.
Okay.
I think that she's just that type of woman. So I just think it just so happened that she's there and she needed to speak about it. I also think that she wouldn't do it if Sonia wasn't already open about it on the show. But I think the fact that she is already open about it is it's a little easier for her to talk about it. At the same time, maybe she spoke to Sonia about it beforehand and said, is it okay if I ever bring this up? I feel like if they're that good of friends, then they would not be that good of friends anymore if she did that and then Sonia saw that and Sonia wasn't okay with that.
Yeah.
And clearly Sonia talked about it later on with the wine tasting. I do feel like it was a little bit gossipy because she's got inside information that, sure, yeah, if your boyfriend's cheating on you and you want to get somebody else's opinion, but when you've got details, you don't share those with the other girls. That's something that you it's just nobody else's business. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it wasn't, if Sonia really wanted to tell the ladies about what was going on, then she could do that. But for Ramona to kind of go to them right away when she's in a bad place with Sonia, I felt like that's why I felt kind of icky about it. If Ramona and Sonia would be strong and great and no issues, I think it would have been a different
story. You would have felt differently about her.
Yeah.
See, you know, and I'm a little I'm a little bit torn about that. I sort of disagree only because we see Luann's response, and I think part of her response to the way that Sonia treated her when they were at the wine tasting was knowing that, you know, because Ramona had said that. And so now Ramona didn't go to her saying, hey, girls, I just want you guys to know, you know, be aware of this so that when you're around Sonia, if she's, you know, acting a different way or if, you know, she's hypersensitive to things, this might be why. But I sort of feel like that that was the reaction that Luann came with was, you know, I know things are going on, whereas perhaps maybe she wouldn't have if she didn't know that it was as bad as it's getting.
But it was interesting because Luann was the one that made the comment about, oh, Ramona, did you really need to, that's kind of gossiping of you. Mm-hmm. Yet she was the first girl to go up and approach Sonia and ask her about her.
Well, I think as Aviva says, I think it was Aviva, I don't want to say unless I know for sure. Somebody says Aviva says that Luann's always on the fence. So I think I think Luann speaks a lot of times before she thinks. Mm. And so in that case, I can see why she would bring it up about Sonia and then contradict herself. Mm. You know, I don't think she's always very diplomatic, I guess.
Really? I thought she normally is. I was just confused why she'd go and say, that's very gossipy of you, you know.
To Ramona.
She gossips all the time.
Say about her saying that, and then yet she used that information that she thought was gossiping to go and approach Sonia.
I think it's different only because it was Sonia's information. She didn't go, like, Carol went and told Heather and Kristen. Mm. Luann went to the source.
Yeah, and
that's where it's different.
You know what
I
mean?
That's true.
I can't gossip about Ashley to Ashley.
Right. Hey,
you know what I mean?
No, I know.
It's true
of me.
But you know what I mean? Versus going, you know, going to you about Ashley.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Luann always does that, and I agree. She does it in diplomatic fashion.
I mean, she's not always diplomatic. She was saying, you're a bitch.
Yeah, she did. And that's
you're a bitch. Calm down, Sonia.
Right.
She's like, you marry royalty. You just told her shut up.
Sonia was kind of being.
No, I agree.
She was flying off with everyone.
And like we said, at least Luann, for the most part, was understanding of why Sonia was acting that way. But I don't think it didn't faze Sonia that Luann called her the B word. It didn't faze her at all. She was like, whatever, you married royalty. And, you know, you put up and shut up and put up. And I was like,
yeah, that was crazy.
I would say.
And then Ramona agreed.
I would have walked away from that conversation if I was Luann. She was getting attacked.
Well, I mean, and she's not married anymore. So it's like, well, look how, you know, you say that I'm like that, but look how well that turned out.
I feel like she's trying to take a different approach and trying to have a clean slate in a lot of ways by not being a main housewife
Luann?
This season. Yes.
Okay.
I just sense that because I think last season was so detrimental to her reputation for everything she did with the mic still being on and her potentially not knowing that it was on or. So
whatever,
she says. And so I just think this season not being a main housewife is giving her a little more of a peace of mind when she's doing these scenes because she knows that she isn't a main housewife and she can I think almost in her head she thinks that she has a clean slate. But we've watched her for years. We know who she really is and how she really acts and there's nothing wrong with it, but she's a certain person and you don't just change. So for her to be so trying to be so diplomatic, I find it a little bit inauthentic.
Okay, I see that, too, actually.
And just a little bit. I'm not saying that she's, like, super off the edge and just crazy, I'm just saying that I've seen a lot. I've seen her in other ways, so I just, you know, I beg to differ just in that sense that she's not completely the one that's trying to mend all the peace with everybody.
She's definitely not.
But anyway, so getting into, so then we have Heather, we have Luann calling Ramona's antics Ramona-ness. This first time I heard the word Ramona-ness. Have you guys heard that yet?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. I don't remember it, yeah.
Okay.
New name.
I liked it, honestly. Yeah.
It was cute, right?
Yeah.
I think you could do a lot with that word, with the name Ramona.
Ramona-ness, yeah.
So Ramona-ness, she calls it, and this is obviously behind Ramona's back. But I think she's just coming up from a place of, like, I've known her forever. This is just her Ramona-ness.
Yeah.
They do. Well, it's like we've watched over this season, the episodes, and there's always the two, they'll have, like, last episode, they're fighting each other in the way, and they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, they're both from the very start, you know, they've been there, and they really do honestly know each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And they can put up and handle each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And they are, Ramona. I mean, lifting the wallpaper up. I mean, there's just certain things that some people wouldn't do. I wouldn't do that. And if I saw somebody doing that or a friend of mine doing that, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm really embarrassed.
Like, look, it's going to break. No, like, it doesn't break. See, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. I would be a little bit embarrassed, and I'd be like, that is not my friend.
I've seen that wallpaper, actually, in the Bethany show. They featured it in one episode. It is removable wallpaper that doesn't ruin the walls at all.
It's cool.
It's amazing.
More like a sticker.
It's really
of some
cool.
Sort.
It's like a sticker, exactly. And it's really easy. The way they made it look, it looked really easy. We're getting way off topic, sorry. But another way off topic thing I just have to mention is, I don't know who else saw this, but did you see the lamp, the chandelier hanging from the umbrella? It had an umbrella bottom.
Yes.
And then it had a giant light that was kind of holding it.
Yeah.
I saw that exact one in West Hollywood at a furniture store, and I thought it was, you have to see it in person. It's the craziest thing. These must be like some artists that did this. We got to look it up and find out who it was. Pretty crazy though, right? That
cool.
store they were at?
Oh,
very creative. It was
place. And each room a different designer.
Amazing.
The Hamptons showcase Hamptons have for the charity.
And I love that idea that Iris, it was, they started it, and you know, they do it to raise money every year. And I thought that, you know, that's such a fun way to get designers involved and give people these new ideas of things
and
that they can do.
Showcase all their furniture and everything in it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see that, because now Carol obviously is redoing her apartment. So it was a lot of interior design this episode, a lot of art, a lot of inspiration there. So what did you think of, speaking of that, though, so let's just get into that quick. What did you think of the fact that she wants to make her kitchen into her office?
I just kept thinking, Carrie Bradshaw, who puts sweaters in her oven.
She's a writer. She doesn't use her kitchen.
Yeah,
She's single.
Yeah. Gorgeous, successful writer, you know, has everything in the world going for her. And yeah, I just absolutely felt like that's just what kept coming to mind, was that, you know, this apartment that she's had forever, that she doesn't use the kitchen, need the kitchen, want the kitchen.
I'd be interested to know if any viewers or fans, guys, just comment or let us know if you're from New York and do you use your kitchen?
Yes, that's a good question.
Yes, they said it's a secret that New Yorkers don't. My grandmother does not use hers.
Really?
And she's in New York?
Yep. Okay. Upper West Side.
There That's crazy. See, I mean, now we know her secret to her great body, obviously. She doesn't cook a lot, but she eats pizza.
English muffins and, beer and tequila.
Yes.
On weekdays.
Yes.
I love that.
Right? Yeah. Speaking of bodies, can we just bounce really quick to the end with Kristen's body in the jacuzzi? Because we all screamed We all screamed as we screamed this episode when we saw her in a bikini.
Going back to that, when she sat down with Craig Lawrence, looking around at, as she said, I'm not really having that much work at the moment. Maybe I should look at a few other agents. Agency. What are you guys' take on Craig's opinion about where she fits in Milwaukee, perhaps?
She still has some mileage left. She's like, what am I, a Volkswagen or whatever she said?
Station wagon,
whatever. But I literally could not even believe he said that. But at the same time, I understand this is New York, the number one high fashion modeling place in the world.
Girls are getting their gigs when they're 14, 15 years old.
She's not going to get those jobs. But she's not expecting that.
No, she's not.
I think that she's got plenty of other opportunity somewhere else, and that guy was just...
No. I don't want her to ever get to that point where she's doing those commercials for, like, those medications, like the NuvaRing or something, and she'd sit around a table. She's like, I tried the NuvaRing, and then it's like, NuvaRing has all of these risks involved. And those things where they have, like, women that look like they're, you know, in their 30s, because she looks like she's in her early
30s. Yeah, she's 42, 43.
Crazy.
She looks gorgeous. Banging.
So he's like, she should act. It's like, what is she going to do at 42 years old? How's she going to start acting? Who is this guy?
Well, and it doesn't sound like, I mean, if that was an interest of hers and, you know, knowing how successful she's been as a model, like, yeah, she could probably get into acting if she really wanted to.
Right.
But she doesn't. She wants to model and she wants to stay in New York with her husband and his business and raise her two kids. Like, and I think she can. Maybe not high fashion, maybe not runway, but, you know, and that's why, to me, I'll say, I leave it to him and what he said, because he's worked in the business for decades. I have not. So I have no idea how spot on he is with his assessment of her. Or not. I mean, it's also, you know, maybe his agency doesn't have a place for her because of the type of work they do. And so it's hard to know.
And the specific agencies, like I think Wilhelmina in New York and stuff, cater, they've got an older age that, you know, that's a range and stuff they do. They have a lot of models that are older.
It's a great commercial look.
Yeah, very commercial. Yeah, there's so many things she could do.
She can make a crap load of money. Not that she needs it.
She probably
could make a lot of money just doing commercials with that face and those big white teeth. I mean, she's got a beautiful face.
Her body, her stomach.
Everything
she wears, she's
perfect.
Gorgeous.
She's perfect. She could literally make any 20-year-old run the other way if they saw her at the beach. I know I would. I'd be like,
I'm having those two kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway. Okay, so then we have Aviva and Luann at the wine tasting, and Sonia shows up, and Ramona shows up. This is the first glimpse we see of Sonia and Ramona together ever since the party, mm-hmm. correct?
Because yes. it's the first time we see it. Yeah.
Right. So.
And Sonia came last.
Yes. What did you think of Sonia walking? I was waiting for Sonia to acknowledge Ramona, and she didn't. That was really hard to watch.
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. I mean, to not even acknowledge. I mean, I get maybe not hugging or maybe, you know, but like a smile, even if it's fake. But at the same time, you know, sometimes we criticize these women because we see them go up and then do the hug and the kiss and the small talk.
And we're like, that's so fake.
Yeah, it's like we know that they're there. Who was it? Aviva and Heather, when they went to meet for a drink and they did that. And we're like, oh my gosh, we know that they're, you know, at a drink because they're at ends with each other. So it's kind of like, you know, we're basically saying they can't win. You know, you have to say hi, but you can't say hi because it's fake. So,
right.
You know, but it's rude. It's still rude.
And then Ramona says, I think she's joking, obviously, but they're talking about the toaster oven. She says sex toys as an option for her to get into, because she mentions, I couldn't really follow Sonia, but she said something about how food in her recipes equals the toaster oven equals sex.
Go.
Okay. Yeah. So she has a toaster oven thing, and then she wants to have a lot. It looks sounds like lots of kitchen, the mitts, you know, lots of cookware to go with the toaster oven. Mm. And then it sounds like she's gonna have like a newsletter, maybe through her blog, that gives out recipes and things that you would go use her cookware line.
Right. I understood
to use,
that.
Yeah. And I think,
come into play.
And then I think Ramona was just saying because of your personality and because of who you are, you're so sexual and free. You know, you should look at doing one of those things, because I don't get the impression Sonia is like a huge chef and like really into cooking.
Well, Aviva brought up, she said, what do we all think of when we think of Sonia?
Oh, yeah,
we think
it was
of
Aviva.
Sex. We think of, you know, that's her. And everyone's like, yeah, and sex sells. So
play to your strengths, I think, was sort of what they were getting
at.
And then somebody talked about Playboy, you know, well, that's taking me down
Luan,
the Playboy.
Like Playboy, no, that's a little bit off topic. But I think then when they go outside, as we've already discussed, we won't go on much more, but it just, it felt like Sonia was really, as you mentioned, Lindsay, really kind of losing her cool. The most we've seen her breaking down, but putting on, she was just throwing snipes at everyone, was all my venture plans, but it wasn't coming across in a good thing. We know she's busy, but none of them have actually, all these business plans have actually, you know, developed into something more
as
than
Ramona
plans.
Keeps saying.
Right.
They're not doing anything, girl. It's great that you're doing all this stuff, but maybe I'll be on, you know, Ramona's side, saying, just keep your mind on one thing, possibly. Well, let's just try and get one thing up and running and get that great, then move on
to the next one. And it's one of those things where when you have so many great ideas and you're an idea person, which Sonia clearly is.
Yeah, she's very creative.
It's one of those things where idea people aren't always good at executing ideas.
Right.
They're good at coming up with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, like singer-songwriters, like not everybody can write a song and not everybody can sing, and so sometimes you need each other. And so it's like, if Sonia got like somebody that's good at executing ideas like that, every one of these great ideas of hers could probably come to fruition.
Hence
but
the fat last
she likes
season,
to do things with
Heather.
And Heather is fantastic. Look at her line. I mean, we did talk about that. She did mention briefly the court incident with Spanx.
Yes.
However, Heather's great at that. Mm-hmm. She's a one-focused girl. She's got an amazing line. That's why she came in to assist with Sonia. And Sonia didn't like
that. She didn't like that. Well, Heather is a real businesswoman. She's not going to sit with you and tell you what you want to hear. She's going to tell you what you need to hear.
Yeah.
She's not going to waste her time.
And she's going to get it done.
Right. And that just didn't fly with her. And that's obviously last season. But that, as we, that obviously is a big reason why Heather is so successful in her line. Briefly, you did mention that, so let's get into that really quick. I want to know what you thought of finding out that she is suing Spanx for patent infringement. So it must be that Spanx is trying to patent their Spanx, and so making it no longer available for
Heather. It sounds like Heather has a patent on a specific type of, like,
and
body
Spanx
control thing, and Spanx has used it. She believes they've used it in a line that's probably already out on the market.
Right.
Or, you know, in some sort of buyer's trade show, Heather sees that they're using her technology that is patented in their line, and so she's saying, whoa, 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 this is mine, you can't use it, and Spanx is saying, probably, no, this is ours, you can't use it, and so they're suing each other to figure out who gets to use it.
Well, I just want to know quickly what our listeners and our viewers are thinking of the approach that Sonia has with her business, because she does have great ideas, like Courtney just said, but executing them, not so much. So what do you think, and what do you think would be the number one piece of advice you would give Sonia if you could give her some advice on how to execute all of these business ventures that she has? So log on to our iTunes and you can let us know. You can also rate us if you like what we're doing. Give us 5 stars. You can also go on to our iTunes, onto our YouTube and also rate us and let us know what you think. So
She's also a difficult woman, though, I think, to take advice.
Sonia?
I think you could have the best advice in the world for her, and she's not going to take it. It's going to be all positive.
Which will be interesting because we see Kristen has her husband, Josh, trying to talk to her. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how she takes that.
Yes.
I'm predicting not so good, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Yes.
We're not to predictions yet.
Sorry. Jump the gun there, guys.
But there's just like so much. We could just go online. Okay, so what did you, so we obviously have that scene. So then I wanted to know what you think of the Ramona saying that she was going to, now she and obviously she goes over to Sonia's house. And now it's, they've kind of jumped over to this where they're now getting along. So they obviously just our sisters enough that they could just forget.
As I say, you know how we saw the wine thing and you guys mentioned about that but like sisters, you just, she'd be like, whatever, you didn't say hi to me, I'll get you back. I don't think it's serious between those two.
No, totally. Yeah. And once again, Sonia's cleaning toilets. How many times have we seen this woman clean toilets?
She's got a good job.
I know.
And she's cleaning her own toilets.
Good on her, though.
I know.
Good for her.
And she's got the roller in her hair. She's like, I need to have some volume when I take this hair out. So she's cleaning and Ramona walks in. So what did you think of the scene where they're talking about her career and her finances and everything and her apartment, really, about getting a 3-bedroom apartment or getting a smaller apartment versus the one she has now?
I think part of this was editing, because in any other circumstance, if somebody brought that up to me and approached me with that, it felt almost like Ramona was attacking Sonia. I would have immediately gone on the defensive.
Up in the bathroom or when they were sitting
down? No, when they were sitting
down,
when she's like, I'm bringing my wine up because we need to talk about something serious. And then the second she goes, you need to get a 2- or 3-bedroom house and you need to do this, I would have been like, excuse me.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. I completely disagree.
I would seriously be so upset for somebody coming and approaching me like that. If I want to talk to you about that and I want to discuss it, I'll bring it up to you. Then we can talk about it. That's just me, though.
Do you think she really didn't know they were going to discuss it? I feel like she
wouldn't comply
with it if she didn't want to talk about it.
I feel like she did know they were discussing it, but that's why I'm saying there's got to be some sort of editing going on.
I don't feel like Ramona was attacking at all, because she was just kind of saying, we both know the reality of your financial situation and you need to start considering. And because if it's gone to trusteeship, the bank could sell it at any moment and for whatever price they want, like they said in the episode. So Ramona's basically saying, if that happens tomorrow, you need to know where you want to go. You need to put a plan together for the worst case scenario. And yes, she wasn't necessarily asking. I mean, it was very much like a guidance, but I felt like it was coming from such a place of love and concern. Yes, it was direct, but I didn't feel like it was an attack. And I feel like it's something that Sonia knows and just doesn't want to acknowledge.
Right.
Which is why she didn't push back too much.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on this one. I actually think it was advice. It was realistic, as I mentioned to her on the phone. I thought it was something that was needed. I mean, it's all great. We can always think all positive. We can have all this Read the Secret. It's a great book. But shit, at the end of the day, when the court comes and said, we sold your house.
You can't show them a copy of The Secret and say, I get to keep my house.
Let's be realistic here. And that's what sometimes your friends are for. And I didn't think it was necessary. This is what you have. She said, have you started, perhaps you should start looking at what the prices are for the 2- and 3-bedroom places in these particular areas, these suburbs. You know, they're actually quite nice. It wasn't a literal. I agree with you, Courtney.
She was direct. But I'm also very direct. So I just don't take it to be any more than the way that I would approach it. So it's like, of course she did it the right way, because that's how I would do it.
I have to believe that she would not bring this up on camera unless Sonia agreed to it ahead of time. Mm. That's the only thing that would get me upset, is that if this is a sensitive subject for me and you know that, why can't you just talk to me about it without the cameras on?
No, I think Sonia's very open. She is.
I know she is.
I agree with that, but in this situation,
this is going to hit her harder than anybody else. It hit because this is her home and she loves this home. This is Lady
Morgan's
home.
What is it, 7 years
Morgan's
she's been fighting
home.
This and everything? Yeah.
Right. It's just, it's so sensitive. It's just really, it really is like a frying pan getting hit over, like hitting her with like a frying pan, like, wake up, this is reality, it's scary. And I would just be afraid that my reaction would be so, I might cry, I guess, mm-hmm. and she's cried many times on camera, mm-hmm. but I would have liked to have seen it off camera. I wouldn't be able to see it. I would have liked to have known that it happened off camera. Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I feel. It's just that, yeah, I just.
Too personal.
And Sonia is the open one. She is the one that she's like, let it all out there.
Yes.
So I guarantee you, you probably are right. She knew that this was going to happen. They were going to have this conversation. She wanted it
They're
out
too
there.
Too good of friends.
That's why, obviously, if she didn't want it out there, she would have said, Ramona, this conversation is done. Right. You need to go home. So obviously, it wasn't a big deal. Just me as Sonia, if I asked you about it and said, okay, give me your opinion. What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And then you give me tough love. I'm like, I asked for it.
You asked for it.
I'll take it. But when somebody comes at me and hits me with it, mm-hmm. I'm not the type of person that can handle it.
Right.
That's just me.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Noted.
And then trying to like bang it.
Bang.
Everybody heard tough that. Love. Tough love, bitch.
I know. So, okay. So we see that situation. She has her head in the sand, Ramona says. That's her comment about Sonia. And Sonia says you have to come from a place of strength.
Mm-hmm. Live in the moment, not in fear.
Right. So, and she says this has happened to her many times. Situations have happened many times that are negative that have somehow risen to a point where they no longer are going to put her on the streets or put her, you know, without any money in her wallet, whatever. She just said that everything always works out for her in her
life. She's got nine lives.
She's got nine lives, right.
Lucky cat.
Boom. Right.
Yeah.
So I have to think that positive thinking really can bring you to a better point in your life if this has happened, if this has worked for her most of the time that she's been divorced. I mean, I can't imagine.
Where was the positive thinking when she was waiting at dinner for Ben?
No. Okay. Thank you. Segue. Perfect. So let's get into that. What the hell? I want to call Ben and be like, Ben, what the heck did you do to poor Sonia? That was horrible. And I would have done exactly what she did. I would have called my intern or anybody and been like, hey, come meet me. Not so much because I'm hungry, because I don't want everybody to see me walk out and know that I was supposed to meet somebody.
I would have gone and had it by myself.
You totally have the
biggest. But they're obviously
still
together because Sonia said she loves him to us. She said she's crazy over him. So clearly this must have been some type of miscommunication. Mm-hmm. Or the Ramona thing, but we'll get into that. What did you think, though, when you watched her sit there and you saw the time change?
I felt, the thing I felt actually the saddest about was that she had to call an intern to come. And I don't know that the intern came.
She said no.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, okay.
You know, and Sonia was open about, you know, I know that it's late. I kind of like, I know that this is very much above and beyond. But it just kind of was one of those where it's like, there's
late.
No
it's
one
7:00.
Else. But I mean, for work.
Yeah, but it's not work. It's a nice steakhouse. I would have been there in a second for her. What kind of intern is that?
So, in case you're looking for a new intern,
Ashley did.
Sonia and I go way back.
That was the thing for me. Was just how, I mean, and I don't pity her at all. I don't want this to come across like that. But
no.
I really, really felt like, you know, look at your life if the closest person to you, besides the guy that stood you up, is your intern that you're going to call. You know, that's going to be your first phone call. And again, maybe it's editing. Maybe she called 10 other people and
maybe she called
Ramona.
You
know what I mean? Maybe.
Why didn't the cameraman sit down? If I were the cameraman.
Oh my gosh, they can't.
I would have owned it.
We've interviewed somebody that had a reality show, Courtney Kerr, and like, they just wanted somebody to take a picture of all of them, like,
they
out of this, like,
input.
And they were like, nope, like, figure it out. And they're like, but you're right here. And they're like, yeah, but I'm not here.
It's kind of like those guards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guards
in London.
The royal, yeah.
I think Sonia, it was sad. It was a bit upsetting, but it wasn't that bad. I travel the world by myself. I don't have a problem being by myself.
No, you don't.
So I'd sit there and have a piece of sweet.
I'd have a drink.
Eating by myself without, sometimes you have a bad date. It's normally better without someone.
Here's the difference. You're very young. You don't have, you know, you're not on a TV show for the whole world to see.
You're right.
This is a woman that needs to remain strong. That's what she advocates all the time. And she is, you know, one of those people that's very happy-go-lucky. Her life is, no matter what, everything's la-di-da with her.
Yeah.
And so this is a place where she needs to show that the guy that she's been saying is this and this, and he's great, and he loves her, and they hang out all the time, and because she puts no pressure on him, she just said all this stuff about him, and then he doesn't show up.
I was going to say, and that's for me, that's the difference. She didn't go there to eat alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're
right. That's the difference. Because I agree. I love going and doing things by myself. I don't love going and doing things by myself that I went to go do with someone else.
You don't get being shut up by anybody. It sucks.
Yeah. But she is a strong person, so I could see her. I said, I would have owned it and been like, all right, I'm going to go sit at the bar, have a cocktail, go find myself another guy, and sit at the bar and flirt with somebody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I think it actually made her look less strong by calling the intern.
Yeah.
I think if she would have just went to the bar and owned it.
It did. It got to her. Right. For some reason, this really
and
got
this
to her.
And normally wouldn't. But we also saw a different side of her this episode.
It was a tough episode
strong,
for
you have to be really strong to, like, because, you know, that guy came over and he's like, you know, maybe he was the maitre d' or whatever, the manager, and he came over and he knew she was going to be eating, and she's, you know, she's saying she's going to have something to drink while she's waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like if you've already spoken to somebody at the restaurant and they know and the host knows or the hostess knows that you need to, you know, they're going to bring over the person that's going to be eating with her when they get there. And then, like, you don't want to go up and tell the person, hey, you know what? It's just going to be one now. Can you bring the waiter over? Like, we're going to order now.
It's awkward.
And then you don't know. What if he does show up? You just want an answer. At least if he called and said, I'm not going to be able to make it, she could be like, okay. But she's now thinking in her head all these things that could have happened.
I think she should have called
rightfully
him.
Rightfully so.
I mean, I get the waiting.
Didn't she?
I get the waiting. Because she was like, I don't want to call him. You know, I'll see if he called. And I felt like at some point, I feel like you're absolutely allowed to call. What if he fell asleep? What if something happened? You know, there's lots of things that could happen as to why he didn't reach out to you. He just totally forgot. Like, honest mistake, forgot.
Well, what kind of 23-year-old doesn't text or email?
Yeah, that was weird.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a cop-out so that he doesn't have to text her or answer her, if anything. Mm-hmm. What 23-year-old on the planet doesn't text? Mm-hmm. What kind of phone does he have?
Well, one of those things could have been
text them and ask.
Exactly what was spoken about at the spa then. Did somebody get on the phone and speak to somebody? We just heard about it before.
Right.
I don't know. Right. So, yeah, so the spa.
I can't imagine him just, like, standing Sonia up. If Ramona spoke to... So Ramona explained this. Can someone explain to me? I'm still a little bit confused. Ramona spoke to who?
Somebody... So...
Ramona's friend.
We'll call him George. I don't know what his actual name was. So George calls Ramona saying, hey, I'm friends with Ben's mom. I heard Ben's dating Sonia.
Okay.
Is that true? And Ramona says, yeah, she is. What you know Ben's mom? You grew up with Ben's mom? What do you know about Ben? Is he a good guy?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Okay.
Like, Ramona didn't go looking for this dirt, but he's like, well, I got you on the phone. I'm gonna ask.
I just feel like that's not enough to stand somebody up. I could see if
Ben probably doesn't even know.
No. Right. So I don't think I could see if she called the mother up, like, because it
and
made it look like that.
What the hell are you doing with a 49-year-old? Like, no, I don't think that happened.
Yeah, they made it look a lot worse, I think, than it was. But she was kind of beating around the bush when she was like, well, what did you do? She was like, nothing. So.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe, I don't know why she wasn't more clear. I mean, I feel like they gave Ramona enough of an opportunity that she could have been like, listen, like, this is what happened.
There was something sneaky.
George
called. She was being a little bit, like, she was giggling and smiling about it.
She wanted it to
But there
look,
seemed something, but it just seemed a bit more lighthearted until the champagne was thrown.
So, we're running out of time, so let's quickly, so, go ahead. Continue with that.
I just think exactly that. It just seemed a little bit lighthearted. Yeah, it wasn't so nice, but there was lighthearted banter going on. And then when Kristen, I think, voiced her
She says, I think Ramona's jealous.
Jealous.
And I think
and
she was being playful.
I think she was too.
She was being playful, but yeah, I think
Kristen's not malicious.
Ramona.
No.
Honestly, Kristen was one of the nicest people. She was
she's
sweet.
A sweetheart.
No,
that's
what I'm saying.
I think where it went.
Right, and I think that really pissed her off. But for Ramona to throw a drink on her... I don't know what it would... That was kind of shocking. Obviously, it was... I don't want to say it was all in... I think she was just trying to be silly back,
I think
maybe,
she was, too.
But I think that it was...
Just
still
not
think
a good
that
thing to do.
She did, once she did it, she realized quickly, like, that was kind of... I think she wanted to take it back immediately. I just think, you know, it really hit her hard because that's her best friend. So to say, I'm not jealous... She's like, I'm not jealous of my best friend. Like, screw you. Like, she just kind of like... And then she's like, okay, wait, I just got her all wet.
Well, and she did say, like, you're already in the jacuzzi. Like, who cares if it's water? You're like...
Champagne.
Which I mean, I do get that, like, you're already getting wet, but it's... it's still throwing a drink on somebody.
Yeah. It's not
That's different than like, if she was standing next to there and like, like what Kristen did back, if she had done something like that, that feels more playful.
Right. Like, you'll know.
Then Kristen is sitting down in a jacuzzi. You're standing holding a drink and, you know, like, that, like, the whole dynamic of just, like, the positioning also, I think, kind of changes the tone of it. Even if Ramona didn't mean it to be anything but playful.
Right.
It just, it was towering just really over
unfortunate
you.
Well, Lindsay, that Ramona had just had her hair done.
Lindsay.
You know, because the water back.
Of course they brought that up.
The water back, it wouldn't, she wouldn't have honestly cared that much if she didn't have
I don't think Kristen knew she got her hair done, though.
In the Hamptons.
No, I didn't, I thought, I didn't think it looked any different really than most days to me.
There's been a lot of different occurrences on the Real Housewives franchises where there's been drinks thrown. I know that she's a big Orange. Well, of course, but I know you're a big Orange County fan too. Do you remember when she threw it on Laurie? At the red, pool.
The wine. Or she threw it on Gina.
Gina. Remember? It was Laurie.
She threw it on Gina.
Oh, my goodness.
I had Gina in my head. I was saying Laurie.
Bad.
Yeah. That was really mean, and it was really, like, harsh, and it was almost like it hurt. You could tell it was, like, really
close. Vicky wants to throw it on Laurie.
But anyway, so yes, there are some occurrences where you're just, like, there's no way to even... to even stand up for the person doing it. But in this case, I think she was just kind of like, that's my best friend. Like, are you kidding me? So anyway, so... we see that, and then we see her say that she goes up to Kristen. She says, listen, it, with all sincerity, sometimes I think you are a little malicious or, you know,
instigator
a little bit. And, and it was interesting to see that because she's, at least she's being upfront with her. She's saying it right to her face.
Yeah.
But Kristen's not an instigator.
Kristen
really
side,
didn't mean
that. Give her that. She's like, well, you've never really asked much about me. Like, it's, you know, do you even know anything about it? You can say I'm a little bitch or these other things that... But it's easy, but you actually really don't know. And she doesn't. Yeah. She's never given her the time or day.
And then, of course, we have to... Sonia says, you took penis away from me to Ramona. I have to add that.
Line of
the episode. My biggest issue, actually, with that whole scene was the fact that it looked like there were only three people there. But let's not forget, Aviva was there with them. And Aviva had just said earlier in the episode that Luann needed to take a side. She can't sit there and play the fence. She's got to pick a side. You've got Aviva. She didn't say one word.
Well, she did not pick a side. Then no one asked her. I don't know.
But
I don't think she needed to chime in. Right, but I think that in this case, I think it's also... No, I totally agree that she should pick a side if asked, but I don't think... I think she was being smart. She knows this has nothing to do with her. If she's going to be reeled in, she needs to have an opinion. Otherwise, she saw what Kristen did, and she saw Kristen chimed in, and Kristen got wine thrown at her.
Yeah.
I would shut up if I were Aviva, especially with all the trouble I've been making lately. I totally get what you're saying, but in that case, I think that she was saying to Luann, like, pick a side. Like, if you're going to be here and you're going to be talking, don't be on both sides of the fence.
But if you're not going to say anything, then just
sit
there.
Just shut up and say nothing if you're going to take no sides. If you're going to take a side... If you're going to speak, take a side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that she was talking about Luann in general, like, historically as well, not just in that particular conversation.
Right, Luann's a people pleaser.
Because we all know Aviva is not one to sit on the fence.
Right.
You know, typically.
Right, Luann agrees with you when she's with you, and then agrees with you when she's with you. And she does it because, at the same time, she knows there's no pleasing these ladies. They're crazy. I mean, they're all...
Maybe that's why I was just surprised, because she didn't take a side, and I was, like, waiting for her to chime in and get all...
She should have, just because she looked like she's contradicting herself. Yeah. So clearly, I agree with you in that sense. But at the same time, if I were her, I'd probably shut up. All right, let's get some predictions.
Yeah.
And now,
maybe 1 minute of predictions. Maybe one of us can say it, because we're like... I'll leave it to you three.
I'm excited for the crazy next week with the canoe incident.
Oh,
and the glass.
Drama. I don't like blood, so
I can't wait to see what happens.
I know, me too. I hate blood.
I'm excited to see...